Florida's Department of Health has until Monday to issue rules to expand the medical marijuana program. Health News Florida's Abe Abaraya explains the decisions likely won't answer many of the questions surrounding these issues.
Felicia Duncan's 7-year-old daughter Emma has been living with epilepsy for years. Now, she's been seizure-free since January thanks to medical marijuana, but it costs her mom $391 a month.
It is very, very expensive right now, and everything has to come out of my pocket, doctor visits and, you know, medication and everything.
When voters approved Amendment 2 last November, it said the state would allow full-strength medical marijuana for 10 conditions, like cancer, PTSD, and Parkinson's disease. It also would allow it for similar conditions. Emma's now able to ride a bike, swim, speak in complete sentences. It's a huge boost to her quality of life. But they've run into a problem. Emma's current neurologist has stopped recommending medical marijuana, so her mom's looking for a new doctor, and the rules right now require a 90-day relationship with that doctor, and her daughter's current supply will run out before then.
But now that the 90 days is not being relinquished, that's going to be that, you know, 2 months that she's going to be without, and I'm just scared, you know, that she's going to go back down to what we were in the beginning.
That waiting period is only one of the issues the Florida Department of Health must tackle before next week's deadline. Officials have to set guidelines for everything, from how patients will get ID cards to the way the state picks new growers.
I have come to decide that anything involving the Department of Health will not be smooth. And I say that with all sincere affection, because they have a monumental task.
That's Louis Rotundo, a lobbyist for Cannabis Systems, Inc., a company wanting one of the 10 new licenses approved by the law. Rotundo says he thinks there could be 100 new applications to grow, process, and sell medical marijuana in Florida.
We have moved a long way forward in this state, and patients will have this drug available very shortly, because obviously it takes some time to grow this and process the product, figure 3 to 4 months.
He says the hope is that increased competition will drive down the price of medical marijuana, and that's important to patients like Duncan. But nothing in Amendment 2 or the new law would require an insurance company to pay for cannabis.
There's no help from anyone on any costs that come out of medical marijuana at this point, and I'm hoping that further on down the road there will be some leeway and help out there to help families like mine.
Another thing that could happen in the next 3 or 4 months, John Morgan, the Orlando attorney and outspoken medical marijuana funder, had this to say in May.
I'm going to sue him.
Morgan tweeted last week that he'll be in Tallahassee soon to file his lawsuit. He's upset because the law doesn't allow smoking. Vaping's okay, and edibles and oral drops are also allowed, but smoking is off the table.
Look, in my amendment, it was very clear. I said in the amendment that smoking would be banned in public places. So everyone knew smoking was included. I wouldn't have banned it in public if we didn't include smoking. The problem is you get these guys up in Tallahassee, and they do what they want.
And those Tallahassee lawmakers already are talking about changing the medical marijuana laws again. They'll be back in January. For Health News Florida, I'm Abe Abaraya in Orlando.
To check out our ongoing coverage of the medical marijuana issue, visit healthnewsflorida.org.